Jesus now. Oh yes, we are standing in His presence
on holy ground.
We are standing.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
I know.
Bless your name, Lord.
All around,
in your presence, Lord,
around,
this morning.
With
the brightness of the day.
Oh, we praise you,
the sunshine.
Lord Jesus, now.
The breath of life. Oh, bless your name, Lord.
We are standing in His presence on hold.
Oh, let's sing it once again,
as
once again.
As I walk
again
through the door this morning, as I walked through the door, I felt His presence. I felt the Holy Ghost's presence. Oh, I knew.
Yes, Lord.
This is the place.
Oh,
where
glory be to your name, Lord, this morning. Precious Lord,
you have a need, I know.
Oh, glory be to your name, Lord Jesus, this morning. We thank you, we give you all the glory.
We are standing,
yes,
in His presence,
yes,
in His presence on hold.
Oh, bless your name, Lord.
We are standing,
we are standing. Thank you, Lord, this morning. At the beginning of the week, and we found ourselves in no other place but in your presence, standing on holy ground. We look out, we see the sunshine, the rising of the sun also in our hearts. Oh, the breath of life that's blowing, giving us life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Journey mercies from our various homes. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, O God. Father, this morning, we've come in no other name but the name Jesus Christ. The Lord, knowing very well that it is a mighty tower, and the righteous run into it. That's why we're here this morning, Lord. And Father, we want to commit, Lord, our Sunday school, Lord, into your hands. As we look into your word, of God, Lord, take your word. You are the author of it. And let the Holy Spirit lift it up, Lord, into our hearts, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. Shall we? You know, as we are standing, let's quickly turn to the reading of Revelation 3:7. The book of Revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's hear the word of God. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. Shall we be seated? Thank you, Lord Jesus. As we have for our studies all these weeks, we are looking at our Lord Jesus Christ as he introduces himself to every church age. As we started from Ephesian church age, how he introduces himself to the church and every church age. And today we are in Philadelphia, how he introduced himself to the church of Philadelphia, and that's what we've just read. He told John, send this to the angel of the church of Philadelphia, a message to only one man, praise God, one man to be given to what? To the church of Philadelphia. And he said, tell them that he is the one speaking, he is that who is holy. Amen. Who is holy and who is true, and he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and he shutteth and no man openeth. Tell them, that's the one speaking to the church. Amen. And the prophets, I believe he was so much in... He loved the introduction so much that he started, he said, oh, how beautiful are those words. Amen. Aren't they beautiful? He said, oh, how beautiful are those words. How majestic is even the sound of them. Even the sound of them. I am the Holy One. He that is holy, he that is true, he that had the key of David, the man who openeth and no man can shut, and the man who shutteth and no man can open, said, how majestic is even the sound of them. And the prophet went on, how thrilling to think that all those attributes can be applied to one person. So thrilling for you to observe that all these attributes applies to only one person. And that person is no other person but what? The Lord Jesus Christ. He said, the Lord of glory. Amen. But now let's look at what the prophet was saying here. This is a what? Someone with all these attributes. But he said, but the Jews, to them, he was not the coming one. To the Jews, he wasn't the coming one or the son of David. He said, to them, he was a Beelzebub, or some unrighteous one, fit only for destruction. Could you just imagine that? That's how the Jews, they taught him to be, they saw him to be, that he could never be the one who is coming. He could never be the son of David. He's just a Beelzebub, someone who is unrighteous, and it's only fit for destruction. But the prophet said he was indeed Emmanuel. God manifested in the flesh. Amen. He said he indeed was what? The Messiah. Surely he was exactly he who, how he set himself forth to be. Praise the Lord. He is the what? That Holy One in the midst of the lampstands. That Holy One in the midst of the lampstand, that in the midst of the churches. And he stands here this morning because he says so. So he's here this morning. My brother, the Almighty God himself, he's here because he promised to. Do you see him? I want to hear him. Do you see him? Praise God. We see him by faith because we are reading his word. So he's here. Praise the Lord. He's in his word, you see. Amen. Said, that Holy One in the midst of the lampstand is the very same Jesus who walked the shores of Galilee, who healed the sick. He's here. Amen. Who raised the dead? He's here. Who, in spite of the irrefutable proof, he was crucified and killed. Apart from all the great things he did for the people, they did what? They crucified and killed him. But he arose again. Amen. And said, seated at the right hand of majesty on high. Amen. Now, the prophet came back on the Jews again. He said, the Jews did not call him holy at that time. And they do not call him holy even now. See? But he is the Holy One. Amen. He is the Holy One. Because the prophets of old, even they prophesied, amen, and referred to him as a Holy One. And the prophet quoted Psalm 16:10. He said, For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither thou suffer thine what? Holy One to see corruption. So the prophets of old, even they saw him to be what? The Holy One. Amen. But when the Jews, they didn't see him in person, but through prophecy and through what? Revelation. They saw him as what? A Holy One that is coming among these people. But when he came, his own people could not what? See him as a Holy One. Amen. Now, let's go on to the true. There's a very great something here we need to learn. He said, this thing saith that is true. First, he said, this thing saith that who is holy. And now, he that is true. Amen. Please listen closely here, carefully here, because he will explain something to us here about the word true. Now, this word true is a very wonderful word. And it does not mean true in just the sense that it is the opposite to false. The true here, when he said, this is saith he that is true, said the word true here is a wonderful one. And it does not stand to be the normal to when somebody something is true, the other side is what? False. No. He said it doesn't stand that way. It's not the opposite. But the true here, the prophet is going to what? Explain to us. Amen. And so he quoted John 6:32. He said, then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. Amen. So, what the prophet is trying to say here, okay, let me just read a little further, is that God sent down angel bread from heaven for Israel. We know that. But that bread did not satisfy. It was only good for a day. Those who ate it were hungry again the next day. Are you getting it? If it was left around, it becomes what? Contaminated. The children of God in the wilderness, they were given what? A type of bread. And that bread was what? It never satisfied. It was only good for a day. And those who ate were hungry again the next day. You see it? And if it is left around, it becomes what? Contaminated. So, what the prophet is saying here, when he says the true is not something direct opposite, but he's talking about, he said, perfect realization and partial realization. So the whole thing becomes what? Something that is partial and then something that is perfect. The true here he's talking about. So that you see that some kind of bread was given, but it wasn't what? The true bread. It was partial bread because that bread did some what? Some kind of service. Praise the Lord. It was good for some time. Praise the Lord. It did some kind of service, all right. But it was what? A partial. Praise the Lord. Then the true one, praise the Lord, the true one comes. So we have the partial and the perfect. See, which is the true one. That true bread, it's when you eat, you will not, what? Be hungry anymore. Amen. You'll be satisfied throughout. And it can never be contaminated. You cannot mix. Praise God. That word. You can't mix it. You get the point? Amen. While the prophet said, the true here doesn't stand for what? Direct opposite. But something working in the partial way, which helped to an extent, but the true one comes. So it becomes something like what? A substitute. Praise the Lord. Just like what? The sacrifice for atonement, which was what? The blood of bulls and goats. They did some what? Yeah, it did some kind of what? Service to a time. But when the true, perfect blood came, praise the Lord, it washed away everything. He said, the blood of bulls and goats, it covered sin. See, it covered sin. But the perfect blood, when it came, it washed away every sin. You see the difference? So, there is that partial and perfect, which is not direct opposite. It did some kind of work, you see. The same thing also, the law. See? The law was needed for a time. But when grace came, there was no more what? Law. The law cannot save you. The blood of bulls and goats cannot save you. Amen. And then the manna that fell outside daily could not sustain them. Praise the Lord. See, you cannot compare it to what the manner that was before the Lord in the holiest of holies. See. So you see now what the prophet is trying to say, the true, the meaning, the true. That means something was in progress. Something was there. But it wasn't the perfect one. It was just something partial. But now, that's what he quoted what? John 6:32. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven. You see. But my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. So that's what the prophet is explaining, the true here, what it actually means. He said, it's a wonderful word. It does not mean true just in the sense that it is opposite to false. It expresses the perfect realization of an idea as contrasted with what? The partial realization. Amen. See, but Jesus is the true bread from heaven where manna was just a type. I'm reading from the prophet now. But Jesus is the true bread from heaven, whereof manna was just a type. And if any man eats of that bread that came from heaven, he will never hunger again. He does not need to come back and eat again. Amen. The moment he partook, he had eternal life. Here indeed was reality. No need any longer for a shadow. So that means, it's the same thing, the shadow and the perfect. Amen. The original. Looking at a picture which is in the negative and then the one that is in the word, the positive. See. That's what it is. The moment he partook, he had eternal life. Here indeed was reality. No need any longer for a shadow. No need for a partial salvation. Amen. We are not looking for a partial salvation, my brother. Amen. For partial salvation, we are lost. See. Here is the whole of it. Just like Jesus isn't part of God, he is God. Amen. Amen. See. So, we come to this understanding now, what the true actually means. So when we talk about true, the way how the prophet put it, true bread. I am the true. When he said, these things saith he, that is true. Amen. As the true bread, praise God. So, he said, now let's continue. No one could deny that Israel had light. No one could deny that. He's giving another type. They were the only people who had light as a nation. It was as when Egypt was so dark that one could feel it. But in the homes of the Israelites, there was light. But now, true light is come. See? True light is come. The light of the world is Jesus. Said Moses and the prophets brought the light by means of what? Scripture. Relative to the Messiah. They brought light. They showed that, he's coming. Amen. There was that light at that time. Praise God. You see. Thus Israel had light. But now, the fulfillment of the light has come. And what was but a glowing word, glowing, as the prophets, what they were doing, it was what? Glowing, a glowing word, has now broken forth in the brightness of God, manifested among his people. Hey, brother, praise the Lord. That light, the brightness of God, is now what manifested among his people. So, brethren, we are not small people. We are the light of what God in this world now. We are the light. See? Now we have become what? The Word made flesh. An epistle being read of all men. Hey, when you are walking around, everybody can read Christ in your life. Amen. Because the perfect light, the brightness of God himself has been manifested in some people. And that is what? The bride. Oh, praise the Lord. How many believe that they are the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ? Then ye are the lights of this world. Amen. We thank the Lord that in this day there are manifestations of the sons of God walking on earth here. That's you and me. My brother, we got to know who we are. Praise God. That's our prayer meeting last Friday. We got to know who you are. Very, very important. Now, the Jews, once again, they sought their own... we have just 4 minutes. The Jews, he said, they sought their own righteousness after the law. And they failed miserably. For by the law can no flesh be justified. By the law, no man be made holy. Amen. And we need to be what? Holy before the Lord. Because he himself is holy. We need to be perfect. As our God also in heaven is what? Perfect. That's what the scripture says. And he said the Jews, they sought their righteousness after the law. Whilst what? The true bread, the true light has come. The true righteousness has come. Praise the Lord. And they were still what? Hanging on to what? The law. That cannot what? Justify. You cannot be justified by the law. You see. So, as the prophet put it, is that they had gotten used to that substitute. See, the law was a substitute. And now they've gotten used to the substitute. Till when the perfect one has come, they could not what leave the substitute and take what the perfect one. See, that is what another thing that many times people cannot actually give themselves for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Our old time habits and characters, you see. Very difficult to divorce. Amen. And so here, the Jews, the law, which was a substitute, he said they found it very difficult to what? To get themselves out of it. They have been used to it. Amen. They have been used to it. But thank God, we are like the eagles. Eh? Amen. We are like the eagles. And as Mama Eagle doesn't want his eaglets to feel always used to the nest. See? When by the time, see, the transition of time, their growth, it reached a place, he has to what? Stare. The nest, because that shouldn't be the place where they should be. Amen. And that's the time we are living in also. Praise the Lord. We are living in what? The stirring time. We've received what? The Jehovah Eagle has stirred the nest. See, he said when Mama Eagle is going to do it, he does what? He shrills, very loud one. A shout. Praise God. So today, the same thing. There has been a shrill, a shout. Stirring. So that's what the time we are living in now. Stirring up time. For what? To prepare the children of God for the flight. God richly bless you. We shall continue, Lord willing. Amen. How many believe to be the light of this world today? Because we have received the perfect one. Amen. Shall we bow down there quickly? Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word of God, the Sunday school. We pray that, O Lord, the rest of our worship, our songs, praises, and even specials that will be coming, O God, testimonies, all, Father, we bring before you, Lord Jesus. We want to glorify your name, Lord. So, Father, we commit our song leader into your hands, the musicians, the instruments they will use, our lips, our hands, everything, oh God, Father, we lay before you this morning to raise up your name, oh God. So, Father, we know you are here in our midst, Lord. Accept our worship and praises and us and our thanksgiving, Lord, this morning. And, Father, we know that when the word comes, oh, yes, it will lift us up to another height, Lord. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you.